Welcome back to Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
Is going to join Baylor and Gonzaga as the top seeds, and an exclamation point from Juwan Roberts. Another miss, another rebound for Houston, and the party's going to start.
We ride! That's supposed to be a horse galloping. What's up, everybody? No Vanessa today. It's just me, Paul Gallant, Vanessa and Gallant, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We ride on the bandwagon of the University of Houston Cougars, and everybody in this city should do that. If you haven't already, join. And if you are a resistant Coug, you don't want other people to enjoy it, look, we admit it. We're not as diehard as you. We're not. I'm not. I know it. But I love this team. I love watching them play. They play great defense. They hit shots when it matters most. Like Calvin Sampson's always saying, we're not that good on offense, but, you know, we play hard, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They hit the shots that they needed to yesterday. Kyler Edwards, 5-9 from outside. The team as a whole, 9-20 from outside. 45% three-point shooting. That was the difference. In a game where they didn't out-rebound, really, Zona that much. They didn't not make dumb mistakes. That's a weird way to frame it. I mean, Arizona, for the most part, was making all the mistakes. But at the end, when the full-court press hit, the Cougs did start making some turnovers. You look at the final numbers, turnovers are about the same, rebounds are about the same. But the difference was because they hit their shots. And they deserve a whole lot of credit. I mean, they're doing this without their two best players. And they're back in the Elite Eight for the second straight year. They might be back in the Final Four for a second straight year. They play Villanova. Villanova's a very tough team. They're from the Big East, blah, blah, blah. But I think that physicality is a good way to play against a team like Villanova. And the Cougars have that, and they have it in spades. Kelvin Sampson, after the game, was asked about his team's performance, and he had this to say.
You know, victories don't come with asterisks. You know, it's not a beauty contest. You know, I watched Arizona play. I watched them play UCLA. I watched them play Colorado. I watched the way those teams guarded them. And I knew we weren't going to guard them like those teams did. Those teams just switched them. They let them be comfortable. I knew we were going to make them uncomfortable.
And that's what they do. That's why I love them. And that's why we all should be allowed to jump on the bandwagon. If we're not allowed, though, if you're a Coug and you take issue with it, 713-780-3776. There probably has to be some stipulations. 713-780-ESPN. Twitch.com/ESPN975. Also on Twitter, at Gallant says. There have to be some stipulations. Say you've been a insufferable UT A&M fan constantly calling them Cougar High. It's going to be a little awkward for you to jump on the bandwagon now, right? I'm not saying there's a lot of folks like that out there, but there's definitely some. You're probably not quite allowed. You can still root for them anyway, though. I know that people take issue with the bandwagon jumping. It's generally fans of things that they feel like makes them special. It feels like it gives them a different identity. And this isn't talking about sports. This is talking about fans of some somewhat underground band. All of a sudden, they go mainstream, and they're like, oh, no, they're going to change. Fans of, say, a beverage that was a local brewery that all of a sudden ends up getting bought out by one of the national ones. Oh, they're not going to be quite the same. You don't want other people to enjoy the special thing that you take pride in enjoying and maybe make a part of your identity. And there's a little bit of that in being a sports fan, that's for sure. But this is a little bit different. I feel like with college basketball, how many diehard college basketball fans are there out there? I know that there are some that are listening right now. I would not consider myself one of them, and I went to a college that is obsessed with college basketball, Syracuse. I'm not obsessed with college basketball. I don't really start watching until the NCAA tournament, to be perfectly honest, but I love the tournament. And I also love watching this Cougar team play. Like, if I have to pick between watching the James Harden era Rockets or this team, it's this team every single time because I just didn't like the way that those teams played. Even with Chris Paul, when they had that team that made it all the way to game 7 of the Western Conference Finals back in 2018. Even then, it was just hard to get behind them. Hard to really like them. This team is different. So am I allowed on the bandwagon? And I want to address something else, too. There seems to be a little paranoia that Kelvin Sampson might leave. And I can understand why you might be nervous about a guy who has really turned UH into a juggernaut over the last couple of years. Sampson is up there in age, though. Do you think he's going to leave? I don't. I'm not remotely worried about it. They just gave him an extension this past off season. I feel like, given how obsessed with the University of Houston that Tillman Fertitta is, even if he is the owner of the Houston Rockets, I feel like he would go out of his way to make sure that Sampson doesn't leave. And remember, after the whole Tom Herman saga with the football program, he did make a commitment like that. Things have obviously changed since then, but I just don't see Sampson going elsewhere. They have good facilities now over there. The only thing that is missing is their existence in a major conference, which I would imagine is somewhat close to happening, just given the fact that both Texas and Oklahoma are leaving the Big 12 for the SEC. I mean, the Cougars are, they have to get in. If the Big 12 wants to survive, they have to bring them in. I mean, and if they get in, okay, they might transform in football a little bit. In basketball, they're probably going to be right where they're at right now, which is a damn good team every single year. They lost pretty much everyone from last year. They lost two of their best players this year, and here they are. It's really remarkable what they have done. And Sampson deserves an extension, even though he just got an extension. Just keep extending him. Why not? Contract for life, key to the city, golden crown, all of those things. Am I allowed on the bandwagon? That's on the table. You can also weigh in on the conversation that we were having a little bit earlier, because we saw the Zags lose. We saw the Italians lose in soccer and fail to qualify for a second straight World Cup. We got Mark Few right now on TV talking, "Oh, I have 38 career wins in the tournament, but I don't have a title." Yeah, that's not good. Teams that you expect, perennial contenders that you expect to blow it once they get into a big-time moment. But we do have a text. Let's read this one. 713-780-3776. It's okay to be a bandwagon fan of the Cougs. Just don't refer to them as my or our team. Yeah, that's probably fair. I think I said earlier, our beloved Cougs. That was something that I did because I chose Washington State over UW, because Washington State people are more fun. When I was in Seattle for a couple of years, working at the ESPN radio station up there, I think that's fair. Yeah, you can't say my, they're mine, my precious. You can't do that, no. What you can do, though, is root for them. Buy a t-shirt. Get a Slamma Jamma t-shirt. There are actually some pretty good options online. Hopefully the Cougs obviously win tomorrow, so that shirt will make it in time for the possible Final Four. And I'm not trying to jinx anything here. I do think it's going to be, once again, tough sledding for them. Yeah, you beat a one seed in Arizona, but Villanova, they're no slouch. They're a good basketball team. They have been really good in the tournament every single year. Villanova used to be one of those teams that you expected to blow it in the tournament every single season. But now, I mean, now you saw them win, obviously, the national championship here in Houston a couple of years ago. Now, with Jay Wright, I mean, you expect them there every single year. They're scary. So it won't be easy. But honestly, with the way that the Cougs played last night, the way they've been playing all tournament long and all season long, I definitely expect them to show up. I don't expect them to get their butts kicked like they did last year in the Final Four. I didn't hold that against them. I mean, that was a tough team to beat. I don't think they were going to get it done. I don't think anyone was going to get it done. They were a dreadnought. Anyway, I'm Paul Gallant. No Vanessa, it's Vanessa and Gallant, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So those two conversations on the table. What are the rules for being allowed onto the Cougs bandwagon? Is it fine if I just... Am I allowed to do the Shasta? Am I allowed? Is it problematic because it's kind of a borderline sexual symbol? I don't know. I can't say. Kind of looks like a gang sign sometimes, too. Am I allowed to do that? But also, perennial contenders that you expect to blow it. Up next, what's going on with Deshaun Watson? I know, he's gone. But today might be the last time that we can sit and watch him be uncomfortable forever. This might be it. What are you hoping to see in the press conference? It's going to take place in about 45 minutes. We'll talk about that next.
ESPN 97.5. You're back with Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
No, Vanessa, just me today, right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Paul Gallant did get a call at 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. Noah Fouts behind the glass shared this with me because we do have to give Arkansas a shout out for taking down the one seed Zags. But I thought that Jim Nance had a kind of corny call. I'll be honest, I don't understand everything about every single college in the immediate vicinity. But yeah, sports person, Paul, you should. No, I don't. Sorry. Don't care enough. But this was the final call, if we could get it ready to go, Noah, sorry about that, of Jim Nance calling the Zags defeat at the hands of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
When it happens,
down they go to Tony, going to end it with a dunk. Well, Fayetteville is 1,843 miles away, but the call of the Hogs can be heard all the way to San Francisco.
So I heard this and I interpreted it quite literally. The call of the Hogs? What does that mean? You know, that's what I that's what I thought it was. But someone called in and angrily told Noah that actually, no, it's Woo Pig Suey. So I apologize. Seriously, I just didn't know. He wasn't happy. He let him have an earful. He should have let me have an earful. I would have been able to roll with it. Sorry, I just didn't know. Congratulations. Woo Pig Suey. Whose house? Coog's house. We're having some fun here. It's a Friday. Got to get down on Friday. Got my Friday best Hawaiian shirt on. And I cannot wait a little bit later to sit back, pop open a cold one, and watch the awkwardness that will be the Deshaun Watson press conference with the Cleveland Browns. I cannot wait. It's kind of weird, right? That I still have a fascination with somebody that has left. I suppose this is akin to continuously checking out your ex's Instagram story, taking a look at your Facebook relationship status. She's single? Not listed? She better not be dating somebody before me! Paul, you sound like you're speaking from experience. Shut up! What I'm saying here is it's kind of weird to continue to follow Deshaun Watson, but come on, who's not fascinated with what's going to take place at noon? I really want to know. What the hell's going to happen? First off, how are the Browns going to handle it? Are the Browns going to actually allow Deshaun Watson to speak? My voice has been cracking a lot. I blame the allergies. Are they going to allow him to speak? I don't know. I don't think I would. What could he possibly say that would benefit the Browns and would benefit him? I apologize for what these people may have gone through. Okay, well, guess what, Deshaun? You're going to be spending a ton of money in civil suits. Denying that anything happened? Well, you're going to look like a jabroni if you end up settling with these people after the fact. If you're defensive, defiant, also, you're going to look like a jerk. So how will he handle it? I'm really curious. We're seeing a lot of touchdown dances from Deshaun Watson's camp since, first off, we saw in Harris County that he wasn't going to face any charges. And yesterday we found out that there was one charge in Brazoria County, but a grand jury also did not want to press charges. And the thing is, there was really nothing that would have been able to, I think, convict one Deshaun Watson. You know, there's no way to actually acquire the necessary evidence to present, excuse me, not acquire, present the necessary evidence in court. You would need to have like actual video or an audio recording of the discomfort, and it's illegal to record something like that. So otherwise, it's just, hey, here are text messages between massage therapists. Here are text messages between Deshaun Watson and massage therapists. That's really all they have to go on. So, like, it's a little bit, I would say, tone deaf by, first off, Deshaun Watson, David Mulugeta, and also by Rusty Harden to sort of touchdown dance here. Because Harden said this after the charges in Brazoria County did not get applied to Deshaun Watson. We are thrilled that the Brazoria County grand jury cleared Deshaun Watson of the one remaining criminal allegation. We've known all along What people who learn the facts also know, Deshaun committed no crimes. In fact, two separate grand juries have now found that there wasn't even probable cause to believe he committed a crime. Charge him with a crime. Because again, you gotta, in a case like this, to have this charge actually go through, it has to be not just more probable than not. It's beyond a reasonable doubt. You know, like, you need clear proof here. It's the reason that in court you see, you know, initial charges get diminished to other things, because some of these charges, the lawyers know they aren't going to end up sticking because of the evidence available. Hardin also said, I hope the public and the media will take to heart the closing statement from the Brazoria County District Attorney's letter stating, accordingly, this matter is closed. I don't think it's closed until the civil suits are done. But we'll see. 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. We got Mike. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing? How you doing today?
I'm doing well, Mike. Appreciate it, man.
The first thing is, as a fellow Orange Nation, a fellow Orange man in Houston, man,
Yeah. It's
no bandwagon jumping. You orange or you not.
Oh, no. I disagree with that, Mike. I feel like I'm allowed to jump on that bandwagon. Syracuse basketball has been disappointing of late. Like, all they do is they play well. The last couple of weeks of the year, they make the tournament, usually undeservedly. I have a love-hate relationship with Orange basketball. I like Orange football more, and they suck. I don't know why, but that's who I am, man. I am on this Cougs bandwagon. You could not pull me back in.
we got to stay true through the good times and the bad times.
No. There's too many bad times. Life is too short, Mike. Come on, jump on the Cougs bandwagon with me. We'll be fine. We can come back.
I'm a Houstonian kind of now, so I support those boys.
There we go.
I hope they do well.
Cool. Good stuff.
My second point, I've been listening for a couple weeks about the Deshaun Watson situation, and not a big fan of the guy, but at the same time, my viewpoint on it is, hey, no one else was there but he and those alleged victims. What I would like to ask is, for 22 people to be sexually assaulted, there's no police reports filed anywhere for any of those 22?
Well,
that's point one.
There actually were police investigations into it. So there are definitely police reports there. And one of the things that I took away, Mike, from an interview that Jenny Vrentis did of Sports Illustrated, and she really looked into this, and appreciate the phone call, Mike. So the thing that took place here, you saw a police department that took the majority of, if not all of, these alleged victims took it seriously, like their allegations. You know, they thought they were credible witnesses. And what's been interesting is that, you know, Tony Busby has said this, but any of the questions that have been asked by like the NFL and stuff like that, it's been totally different. So I would say that, look, you can maybe say, hey, some of these people that were making the accusations, maybe they're hamming things up a little bit. And Mike was right in that it is a little bit of he said, she said at this point in time. We're talking about a ton of massage therapists and the explicit details that Jenny Vrentis shared. I don't think someone just makes that up, you know, where he's like thrusting his pelvis up in the air and some of the other things that were there. I don't know. The details were very specific, explicit, and different. You know? Things that you think, you don't think of these like off the top of your head. And it sounds like they were consistent across a couple of different reports that were made, complaints that were filed, criminal complaints that were filed. So, you know, sexual assault, not every single one of these allegations was of sexual assault. Most of them were of sexual misconduct. There were a couple that were for sexual assault, but most of them were sexual misconduct. And he was doing this a lot. And I think Mike said it best, like, it's gross. He's a gross person. And the Browns were like, whatever. We're bringing him in. That's sports. Morality, it is something that is always on the back burner. All these teams care about is winning. And I heard Jeff Van Gundy talking about this earlier on the bench with John and Lance. Do you blame the Browns for taking the shot when other teams were going to take the shot? I guess you don't. But it's very curious to see how he's going to handle it, because I don't expect to see remorse. I expect to see either nothing or defiance at noon. And if he expresses remorse, I feel like he's going to end up paying a lot of that money that he just got from the Cleveland Browns in civil settlements away. I'm Paul Gallant. It's Vanessa and Gallant. No Vanessa today. She's on vacay up in Chicago. 713-780-3776. ESPN, 713-780-3776. So Mike's not exactly sold on me ditching my Syracuse orange for the Houston Cougs. I don't care. I'm on the bandwagon. You can't stop me. Because guess what? As a sports fan slash journalist, but emphasis more so on the fan, if I endorse something, that means it's good. If I don't, that means that you should have reservations. Paul Gallant has endorsed the Astros. Wow, Paul, that was really hard to do. I know. I have also endorsed the Cougars. Wow, Paul, that was really hard to do. These are really the only two teams that over the past decade that I've covered that have been worthy of an endorsement. That's really it. Well, maybe there were a couple of Coug football teams along the way. The Texans were never there, and I never felt like that with the Rockets. I mean, I said going into that series against the Golden State Warriors, and obviously they almost won it. They missed 27 threes in a row, but I was going to shave my head if the Rockets lost that series. Excuse me, won that series. I was going to shave my head. I was like, they have no chance. And they took it to seven, but then guess what? They blew it because you expect them to blow it. What other teams do you expect to blow at? Good teams on a regular basis. 713-780-3776. We've been talking about that all morning. You can also tweet me at Gallant Says. We'll make fun of the Zags, the worst Catholic since the Spanish Armada of 1588. And on top of that, there's something else that I wanted to touch on. And it has to do with something that I'm very familiar with. You know, when I worked at some other stations in town, and by others, I mean the one, it was sometimes a little difficult working with a team partner, but I don't think things could ever be more difficult than this story about a radio station and an NFL team. We'll talk about it next right here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Vanessa and Gallant, don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. Vanessa and Gallant continues on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
I'm on the line for two. I'm going to play it out. Edwards, three-pointer is good! Kyler Edwards!
Am I a dork for making three-point goggles right now? Kyler Edwards, 5-9 from outside yesterday. Cougs, 9-20 as a team, 45% from outside. And that's the main reason they won against the one-seed Arizona Wildcats. They move on to the Elite Eight against Villanova tomorrow. Very excited for that game. We are all on the Cougs bandwagon. It's Vanessa and Gallant. I'm Paul Gallant. No Vanessa today. She's in Chicago this weekend. She'll be back on Monday. 713-780-3776 is how you call in. It's also how you text in. If you take issue to me jumping on the bandwagon, have at it. If you want to lay some rules for other people jumping on the bandwagon, please, by all means, 713-780-ESPN. You can tweet me too, at Gallant Says, or twitch.tv/ESPN975. We also saw yesterday another one seed go down. But this one seed was, I guess, not surprising that they went down, because they've done it before. The Gonzaga Bulldogs, the team that almost went undefeated last year before Baylor absolutely murdered them, like just pulled them apart. It was mean, bullying even, what they did. It took down the Cougs last year to end their season, but they killed the Zags last year. But surely the Zags, they got Drew Timmy and his headband and his mustache. Surely the Zags, Noah Fouts behind the glass shaking his head at him. Yeah, I think Drew Timmy's a little bit of a pushover, an actual pushover. The lack of physicality that he showed against Baylor and athleticism too in that game, I thought it was a terrible look for him, and there was no coming back for me on the Drew Timmy bandwagon. Also, without Jalen Suggs, sorry, I just didn't like watching the Zags team this year. Chet Holmgren, fun player, fouled out. Kind of unfair, the last foul perhaps. But the Zags, they lose to the Arkansas Razorbacks. This was the final call by Uno Jim Nance.
When it happens,
down they go to Tony. Going to end it with a dunk. Well, Fayetteville is 1,843 miles away, but the call of the Hogs can be heard all the way to San Francisco.
I did learn something today. Today, I learned it's Woo Pig Suey, call of the Hogs. I think mine's better. It's fine. No big deal. You know, differing of opinions, Razorback Nation. 713-780-3776. Like the Zags, or like the Italian soccer team who lost to, like, North Macedonia. Is that actual? Is there only one Macedonia? Why are they North Macedonia? Are they like the communists? I don't know. Noah's shaking his head too. Exactly. And I'm not going to look this up. Sorry. The Italian soccer team failed to make the World Cup. Yeah, they won the European Cup against England last year. Big bleeping deal. Who cares? It's Europe. Congratulations. You have a union or something like that. Oh, you beat the British after Brexit. Congratulations. They lost to North Macedonia yesterday in a game where they thoroughly dominated. They had 32 shots on net and they lost still. I mean, that just sucks. Every now and then you'll hear soccer coaches after a game say like, oh, we deserve this. We deserve the win today. Well, the Italians did deserve to win, but the Italians lost. Here's their coach after the game, Roberto Mancini. It's hard to say something right now. I don't know what to say. I kind of want to say this with an Italian accent. Would that be racist, xenophobic? Last summer was the most beautiful joy. Now comes the greatest disappointment. Oh, mamma mia. So it has me thinking, since Italy blew it and since the Zags blew it, what perennial contenders do you expect to blow it whenever they're in a big spot? That's what you get to answer today. 713-780-3776. We do have a response as far as the Cougs and bandwagoning. I'm a native Houstonian, born at Memorial City Hospital in I-10. Therefore, I have the right to ignore any team in this city for as many years as I want, and there is no bandwagon to get on. I have a pass. Yeah, if you're born here, you definitely have a leg up on us. You know, like Mike, who called in earlier, who I think is a transplant. I'm a transplant. But I've been here for 8 years, and I do consider this place home. Like, I'm from Boston, but I don't say I'm from Boston. Like, I say I'm a Texan now. Does that make me a hardo? I've lived in Texas longer than all but one place over the course of my life. I lived in Boston for 14 years. I lived in Texas for 8 years. Florida for 4. Upstate New York for 4. Seattle for a very sad and depressing 2. But I feel like if you are born here, yeah, you definitely have prima nocta. You have rights. You're allowed to jump on the team right away. You tweet me, Echelon says too on this one, as far as teams that you expect to blow it. And we did get some pretty good suggestions. Someone said any team that Chris Paul's on, Clippers, Rockets, and on top of that, the, I hope you're not saying the Suns. There was another team that he was on that he blew it with. And off the top of my head, I honestly forget who they are, Noah Fouts. And I forget what that texter wrote. I can't find the whole text. But what I can't say, I don't think it was the Hornets. Although, I guess they never really won in the playoffs. Did they make it? I don't remember off the top of my head. I don't think you can put Chris Paul in that conversation anymore because he did essentially single-handedly turn around one of the worst-run franchises in sports. And over the last 2 years, yeah, he had help from Devin Booker. There's no doubt about that. And good job by Devin Booker, who's the Thunder, Oklahoma City. I forgot he was the Oklahoma City for a little bit. But they played well, all things considered. Like, that team wasn't good. They overachieved with him. I can't say every single Chris Paul team has done it, especially since Harden kicked Chris Paul to the curb. The Rockets were up 3-2 in the Warriors before before Chris Paul busted his hamstring. Like, they win that series if Chris Paul is healthy. You can't argue that. They would have won that series. I get annoyed seeing and hearing people continue to dump on Chris Paul. Like, it was Harden's fault that things didn't work out here, that they never won. And Chris Paul goes to Phoenix, and Phoenix, yes, Devin Booker, who, again, just winning at life. You see a fan talking trash to him on the court, and he goes, shut up. Or he said, what's up? And he called him a cat. But like another word for cat, if you get what I'm saying. Devin Booker's going home. He's hanging out with Kendall Jenner, who is just perfect. Good for him. Like, I'm very happy for Devin Booker. But Chris Paul changed the Phoenix Suns. They used to be a joke, and now like they're the best team in basketball the last 2 years. Will they go on as deep of a run as they went last year? I don't know, but that was a really fun year that they put together. So I can't put Chris Paul into the perennial contenders that you expect to choke, although track record would suggest that that would be a correct take to have. Someone said Oregon football. England soccer, that's a good one. And don't you always root against the Limeys? I do. I like to pretend that I was oppressed by the British, even though I wasn't. But my ancestors were. I'm French-Canadian. I'm Irish. I'm Scottish. Edward Longshanks, King of the English, was oppressing William Wallace, my guy. The Irish, too. Did they cause a potato famine? I can't say. But I like rooting against England, and it's fun to see England blow it very often, because England always gets a lot of hype. But they ain't the empire with a sun that never sets anymore. That is not them.
I think Michigan football kind of comes to the top of my mind when I hear teams that have all this hype and underperform. You know,
that's a good point.
Harbaugh's the coach. They get all this hype, and you know, it's a successful season if they beat Ohio State, and that's it.
That's true. And I think, you know what, Noah, the reason that I haven't put Michigan in this conversation today is entirely because they beat Ohio State this year. But it is funny. They do get hyped every year, and then Ohio State would murder them. And now this year, okay, they finally got to the college football playoff. And yeah, you saw what happened. Notre Dame's another good one, but Notre Dame's kind of in that same conversation as the Cowboys, where, yeah, I know they made it to the college football playoff, what, two times over the course of its history? Maybe once, I forget. Whatever the case, you don't expect them to do anything when they get there. You do expect them to blow it. I guess I just sort of look at Notre Dame the same way I look at the Cowboys, in that, yes, they used to be gods, and now they're just mortals, like all of us. So I guess I just don't look at them with that same through that same lens. I did want to touch on something really quickly that has to do with my own past experience, because for those who don't know, I used to work at the Texans flagship station in town. I was there for like 8 years. And when I worked there, I got to be honest, I know that you'll hear some here say like, oh, well, the Texans were telling you what to say. At least when I was there, they weren't. Then I got fired. When I got fired, things changed a little bit. But I remember, like, I once said on the air, like, the Texans don't care about winning. Bob McNair doesn't care. Bob McNair, blah, blah, blah. Like, I used to dump on the team all the time. Maybe I was so late at night, my boss wasn't listening. They didn't know. It could have been that's for sure. But I remember, I never really was told what to say or what not to say about the Texans. I can't speak for everybody's experience. I can only speak for mine, but I never was on that front. That said, when I see this story that's coming out of Washington, it is never that you see a radio station drop an NFL team. And right now there's a back and forth taking place between Odyssey in Washington and Washington, the Commanders. Odyssey is dropping the Commanders from the radio, the whole network. And this was a couple of days after Anheuser-Busch elected to stop sponsoring the team. Their quote as to why: the organization and the company disagreed on the value of the broadcast, and the station believed it was also important to continue to be able to provide honest, objective information, analysis, and commentary about the Commanders. It was important for us to continue to provide what we provide on our talk shows, which is honest, objective analysis about the team. And I got to say, when I was at when I was on the AM side of things here, and when I was at 710 in Seattle, which was the flagship station for both the Seahawks and the Mariners, I never was told what to say, ever. And I was never told that anything I said that was critical was something that was out of bounds. Never happened. And I think for anyone who listened to me on the flagship station in town, you know how often I crushed the Texans. I was kind of mean. There were times where I felt like I might have been a little bit unfair, like the one time that I called a head coach a move that when he punted down two touchdowns, I called him a beta B on the air. Felt bad about that after the fact. Just kind of came to the moment. You punt, you're down two scores against the Patriots. What are you doing? Said that on the air. Got no trouble for that. Didn't even get reprimanded for that. Thought I would. Thought I was going to get in trouble. Thought I was going to get suspended. Nope. Nothing happened. No one cared. No one talked to me about it. But obviously, they've been trying to change the relationship, and things have gotten a little bit different, I think, tone-wise, at least for a little bit of time before, of course, the Texans have turned into the mess that they've been the last couple of years. But the Washington Commanders claimed that they fired Odyssey, Washington. We initiated a formal request for proposal process last fall for the Washington Commanders radio broadcast agreement, which concluded last week. Multiple companies submitted bids as part of this process, including Odyssey, who was an active and aggressive participant and submitted multiple partnership proposals for the next 3 years. Blah, 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 blah. They're suggesting that Odyssey Washington actually wanted to have them, but they fired them. I don't know who I believe here, which is funny, seeing as the Washington Commanders are probably the most dubious organization in the NFL these days. But I do see where Washington's coming from, or maybe it was negotiations and it got to a point of no return or something like that. But my advice for any of these football teams that are out there, or any sports team, period, you should allow your home broadcast partner to be as honest as possible. Say they say something that's unfair. Okay, maybe you slap them on the wrist or something like that. But you should not be asking for them to do the pom-pom BS. Because, look, everyone acts as if 610 is the Homer station, etc. No, it's the other one. It's the other AM station. All the Rockets and Astros pom-pomming that goes on over there, good God. What was the spin zone on the Roberto Osuna trade? I don't even remember. What was the spin zone every single time the Rockets lost? The refs were out to get us. That station, if we're talking about like integrity, journalism, et cetera, and what station's actually, you know, biased, that's the one. Oh, it's not even close. Anyway, this has been Radio Talk with Paul Gallant. The Cougs are on to the Elite Eight. Got any final thoughts? Got any trash talk you want to throw Philadelphia's way? 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. We will put it into the airwaves, and we will send that energy Philly's way. We wrap the show up after this. Vanessa and Gallant, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You're locked in with Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
Here's Edwards. He pulls it off. Terry! Oh, he was feeling it!
Tough.
Kyler Edwards, it's another three!
You were watching twitch.tv/ESPN97.5. You would have seen the dabbing up a storm. Nine times I dabbed for every single three that the Cougs hit last night, taking down Arizona. You also would have seen me do three-point goggles. Kyler Edwards, have yourself a day. Take a bow. That was an unbelievable performance by him. 5 of 9 from outside. And the Cougs, they move on to take on the Villanova Wildcats. Very excited for that game. Very excited, too, to hear, I would imagine, a very tired Jeremy Branham on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 coming up, because you got the boys of the Killer Bees at Drift. So you want to watch some NCAA tournament games later on today. That's where you want to go. I should check that. They were at Drift. Hang on. They're somewhere else today. I forget. That's my bad on that front. I was looking at the little thing that we have up in the OBS studio deal. Okay. What do we got? Oh, we got this. Look at this right here. A story about Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray, remember when he deleted his whole Instagram account? Archived everything on his Instagram account? Anyone remember that? Guess what? It wasn't a big deal when he called attention to himself and made himself the subject of all NFL stories during an offseason where Aaron Rodgers was playing footsie with other teams, where Russell Wilson was playing footsie with other teams. Murray was asked about what happened, and he said this. No, that was, like I said, if you're a kid my age, you're used to, like, people take off all of their, that's just a thing. Honestly, like I said, I took everything off of it besides one picture, so it had nothing to do with the Cardinals or anything like that. You know, obviously, you've got the whole social media stuff and coming out with whatever it is about the future and stuff like that. Did he say anything in this quote? But honestly, I'm happy where I'm at. Being where my feet are and keeping the football the main thing, like I always have. Let's read this quote again. This is like the interview he did with Dan Patrick going up to the draft. Hey, Kyler, why did you get rid of all the pictures on your Instagram? No, that was, like I said, if you're a kid my age, you're used to, like, people take off all of their, that's just a thing. Honestly, like I said, I took everything off of it besides one picture. So it had nothing to do with the Cardinals or anything like that. Obviously, you've got the whole social media stuff. And then coming out with whatever it is about the future and stuff like that. What are you talking about? You've got the whole social media stuff, and then coming out with whatever it is about the future and stuff like that. What a Generation Z answer. No, you're in Generation Z, right? I mean, have you ever, because Kyler Murray says, if you're a kid my age, you're used to, like, people take off all of their, that's just a thing. Have you ever done that to your social media? Just deleted all of your Instagram posts except for one?
No, I haven't. But I will say I'm not very consistent with my posting. I hardly ever post. But I've never gone through and just deleted everything.
I have seen people do this. One of my friends, Carly, she does this all the time. Where all of a sudden she'll have like three posts. And I just wonder, what? Are you trying to get traded from the Arizona Cardinals too, Carly? I don't get it. What are you doing here? But in this situation right there, that is somebody who did not have the answer in front of him that he was supposed to do. And he screwed up. He butchered it. No big deal. It's fine. Every now and then, you know, you get put on the spot and you just completely fumble the answer. I know that every now and then when I'm talking on the radio, I'm just bleh, vomiting words everywhere and it doesn't make any sense. And that's what Kyler Murray did in this situation. So Kyler Edwards trending up, Kyler Murray trending down. Paul Gallant, no Vanessa Richardson. It is Vanessa and Gallant, though. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yo, Paulie G, you Houston to the bone now, homie. It's official, like a referee with a whistle. Well, that actually brings me great joy, someone texting that in. I do like to think of myself now. It's like officially a Texan, but, you know, transplant. What's the saying? Like, I wasn't born in Texas, but I moved here as soon as I could. I think people say that. That's what happened. That's what I did. Very pumped about the Cougs, though. And I'm on the bandwagon, and you cannot get me off the bandwagon. But I reserve the right to remove myself from the bandwagon. I just don't think I'm going to with this team. The Cougs and the Astros right now, they're respectable, and I endorse them. I do not endorse the Astros. Excuse me. I do not endorse. What did I say? The Astros. I do not endorse the Rockets. I do not endorse the Houston Texans. What else do we have? Did you see this? Mr. Snitch himself, Mike Fiers, got himself a job. Can you guess where he's playing? Noah Fouts behind the glass.
Is he in Mexico?
He is. He is in Mexico. Yes. He signed with Leones de Yucatan of the Mexico League. Now, someone who is taking Duolingo, 37-day streak, what? What's up? I can tell you that Leones de Yucatan is a team in Mexico. I don't know what that means. I don't know where that is. What I can say is that it is kind of delicious to see that Mike Fiers is out of baseball. And the thing with Mike Fiers is, look, if you're going to be the whistleblower, you got to whistleblow while you're with the team as opposed to doing it when you're in Oakland. And where is your World Series ring? Have you burned it? Have you sold it to a pawn shop? Honestly, you shouldn't even be able to sell it to a pawn shop. You should put it in a museum, right? That's what a real man would do. A real man would turn it over to the Baseball Hall of Fame, a museum that for whatever reason doesn't think it's that Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens are good enough for it. You turn it over to that museum. That's what you do if you actually have any integrity. But no, now you're going to Mexico. Better watch out. Better watch out for, I don't know what you would watch out for. Does anyone care? Mexican baseball, is it good? Honestly, I don't know. Should I watch Mexican baseball from here on out so I can root against Mike Fiers? Or am I a real petty loser if I do something like that? Probably the latter. But it is funny to see that he's still pitching. So, I mean, you know what? I'll give him credit. I have never pitched in a Mexican baseball league. In fact, I only pitched once. This was in fourth grade. This is when you couldn't walk people with the bases loaded. I remember one time I came into the game pitching for the Hanover, Massachusetts Rockies. You know, I had my purple shirt on. And I walked the bases loaded, but I couldn't walk them. I couldn't walk anybody in. So then I struck out the side. I struck out the side afterwards. It was my crowning achievement as a pitcher because I couldn't throw any balls. You couldn't walk home a run. Honestly, I wasn't a good pitcher at all. I was just throwing the same pitch every single pitch. Had no control over the location. I just thought it was really funny that you couldn't walk anybody home. Like, whoops. How did we get there? Anyway, one last thing before we hit the road. This is not a sports topic, but I got really excited seeing this. How many people watched The Batman? I loved it. I was very emo for a week afterwards. I was playing Nirvana, Something in the Way. Something in the Way. Ooh. And I was quoting Batman. I don't care what happens to me. I don't care if I live or die. I am vengeance. Well, there was this deleted scene in that movie. It was 3 hours, and I can understand why they deleted the scene, but it was good. Featured this actor by the name of Barry Keoghan, who was in that awful Marvel movie, The Eternals, but he also played the Joker for a brief period of time. You see him at the very end of the movie of the Batman, but this was a deleted scene, and this was the Joker laugh. Here is Barry Keoghan's attempt at being the Joker. I gotta say, that's a damn good Joker laugh. And I know that we got Joker fatigue right now because Joaquin Phoenix did that one. It was a standalone one. There was no Batman in that movie. We had Jared Leto, who was being an annoying one. And of course, we had Heath Ledger, if you go back. So we have four Jokers over the last, 20 years or so. Probably too many Jokers. But I gotta say, if you watch this, the version of the Batman, he needs to be in the next movie. He has to. Maybe he's not the subject of it, but they got to put him in the movie a little bit longer because that is a convincing, I think, performance. And if you look at him, too, he looks like a totally different Joker, but a believable real-world Joker. And not one with, like, slick-back green hair like Heath Ledger's one. And no offense to that one. That one is the best one. Jack Nicholson's doesn't even come close to it. But, you know, he sort of looks like a member of Antifa or someone from Seattle or some random Generation Z person with the green hair, you know? This one, it's like a shorter haircut. It makes a little bit more sense to me. So anyway, Barry Keoghan as the Joker. Good job by you. Oh, yeah. Fight. It's the Cougar fight song, and I don't know all the words. We're on the bandwagon, baby. Killer Bees are coming up next. I am merely Paul Gallant. No Vanessa, but she will be back on Monday. Thank you for bearing with me. So long. Farewell. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, and go Cougs.
ESPN 97.5.